Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, and the power of saying why not today. I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and in each episode, we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs to artists, dreamers to doers, we explore the moments when they said, enough waiting, why not today? Join me as we uncover the heartwarming, the audacious, and the transformative, whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy. Our guests share their journeys and inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often said, why not today? And remember, you're just one decision away from changing your life. And I am excited about my guest today, Candace Duggar. And we met kind of organically. And it was kind of interesting. So I know her son, Christian, and he sells these birdhouses called Bentley's Birdhouses. He sells them in my friend's studio. I first met him officially at the Lake Ann Farmer's Market. And I was telling him that Robin's my friend and I know about this, him having stuff in the studio. He's like, well, you have to have one. And he gave me one of his birdhouses. I tried to pay him. He's like, no.
Christian is, I turned my light off. Christian is very much about giving away his birdhouses to everybody who needs some.
But in two, I mean, and he's a brilliant businessman because it worked because I told tons of people about it. And then in the meantime, I connected him with a couple of networking events over the holidays. And there was one, it was towards the end of the holiday season. You and I were both like depleted. And we started talking. And I'm like, so tell me about you. And I'm like, oh my, you have a whole big old story and journey and business and all the things that we need to talk about. So I'm excited to have you as a guest on the podcast today, obviously. And then depending on when you're listening to this, she is going to be our luncheon guest for April of 2025. And so we're just going to talk about a bunch of different things and courage and life and mental health and all of it. So Candace, welcome to the Why Not Today podcast.
Thank you. It really has been a journey of our friendship and getting to know each other and all.
Absolutely.
My son.
Yes. Love that. And so tell us a little about who Candace is and a fun fact about you, and then we'll get into your courage journey.
So I am an entrepreneur at heart. I love helping other small business people. I mean, anybody from children. I work with a lot of youth and starting their own businesses. I am a mom of two. I am a homeschooling mom of two.
Run businesses. Crazy.
And run businesses and speak across the country on different topics. I have a big passion of working with families in crisis, dealing with mental health crisis, wherever they are in their family.
Right.
But a lot of times they end up with me because they feel they are lost and they don't know where to turn. And so we start with a plan. And
you've
we
got such a big heart for that. And I love
there.
That.
Well, so that's me. And one fun fact about me, let's see. My husband and I started off training and rehabilitating dogs out of fighting rings 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
To national champion show dogs.
Oh my goodness.
Training
did not
all
know that.
types of dogs, things you wouldn't know about me. Yeah. Like run
No.
around the ring kind of craziness. I have now trained medical alert service dogs and my son's autism support dog and therapy dogs. So
Wow.
That is my side business. Please don't call me and ask me to train your dog for you. I get that all the time. Will you train our
That
dog
was
for
my
you?
Next question.
Yeah. Don't ask me that. Training my son's service dog took me an hour and a half a day for 18 months. And thank goodness COVID was there. I had the time home with him to do it. But the commitment it takes is no joke. So, no, I don't have that kind of time in my life right
No.
now, Leslie.
No, totally
time
understand.
in my life. But so
Yes,
that's a fun
well,
fact about me. We are
that's a cool,
longtime
fun
dog
fact.
trainers. And
Did not know that.
Yeah, from scent work. And he's trained for Christian Service Dog, is an autism support dog. But he's trained for everything from he used to run a lot. So we trained him like a police dog to run and attack and a warning shot and then hold him for me because he would run away and hide. I'd lose him. He can do search and retrieval, but he does deep pressure, weighted blanket, interrupting, self-harming behavior, all types of different
Wow.
tasks.
That is a whole nother subject world. A friend of mine I was just talking to this morning that just had a puppy that was, she had to get it through for its first year of puppiness. And then now it's going through a year worth of training, but.
Oh yeah. And this is Christian actually wrote a book about it. This is his first business. Well, before you know Christian with birdhouses, he wrote a book about it. And then started
And
speaking.
what's the name of the book for people that aren't
It's
watching that are
The
just
Adventures
listening?
of Dante the Service Dog. on
Love it.
Amazon. Like, isn't everything on Amazon except for his birdhouses? Because we cannot manage that much business.
No.
I'm not putting those things on Amazon. We can hardly keep up with local orders. So if
Well, and I think the
that's
beauty of his birdhouse is local is people connect with Christian.
he will ship
And
for friends. You know,
yeah.
like if somebody's like, will you help me? We put them up on, which I know we're going a little off topic, but we put them up on Shopify and did an Instagram post and a TikTok thing, and overnight sold out on his shop and sold out everything that he had from November to December. And I went, oh honey,
No.
we can't do, we don't have the bandwidth, we don't
Right.
have the warehouses, we don't have the patience.
And you don't want it. I assume
We're
you don't want it to
too
be there.
young.
It's a personal thing.
He's
And I
in
love
college. He's
people
in
buy
college.
it. People buy them because they love Christian.
They love Christian. And he has a huge business here locally. And
Yeah.
for us, and what we'll have to talk a little bit more about that, but in business, the goal isn't always to get, he could easily make six figures doing this. Easily.
Right.
No problem. Not a problem. That's not the goal for Christian. Christian has autism. He's dealt with a lot of trauma. He is. We use this as a way to help him work on his self-confidence and learn skills and to be independent, a big part of his homeschool journey. But he's in college and he's trying to get his license and he loves golf. And I want to teach him the importance of balance in life and managing his mental health and how to run a successful business and say yes to the best and no to the good. Right?
Well, you know what? We're
So
talking
right now,
about,
no to the good is ship.
yeah, we were talking about the idea of exactly what you're going to hone in on for the luncheon. I'm thinking that might be the subject. How to
Yeah.
say yes and no and have balance. But
Yes to the best and no to the good. That
yeah,
is
I
a
love that.
motto we live by every day in this house. When you ask me something, I'm like, is this the best choice or is this just a good choice? Are you sure? Because we're
Yeah.
going to be saying there's a lot that goes with that. And in our family of four, my oldest son has published two books. He's also spoken and toured as a life coach. He's 21 and he has his own career now. My husband owns his own business. Christian has had four businesses and two have failed, which was a wonderful learning opportunity.
Right.
Let your kids fail. Failing is the best way to learn and
You
grow.
know, and
Failure is important.
we're totally off subject, but we'll just roll with this. I had somebody interview me a couple weeks ago on the anniversary episode of the third or the kickoff of the fourth season. And I had her interview me, and we were talking about businesses and failing businesses. And she said that she had a discussion with somebody about being a C student versus an A student. A C student is going to fail at things, is not going to be perfect. The A student is always going to be perfect and may not try things because they may fail. And we need to, and I'm like, what a good analogy that we need to, you know, some things you're going to get A's and some things you may fail. And it's a balance, and we need to figure out what those things are and pivot. Because, and what I've found through 3 years of this podcast is everybody's got a story, and where they started and where they're finished or where they are now are
I
completely
can't
different.
even imagine. Can you even imagine, like, go back 5 years? 5 years ago for me to now, 5 years ago where my kids were to now,
Well, think about
I
it.
can't
If you
even
think about
imagine the
5 years ago,
future,
that is a
right?
pivotal date. Like 5 years ago this
This
week
month, yeah, huge.
was where our lives totally changed. We are recording this in March of 2025 for anybody that's listening. So, yeah, I mean, and where our lives have gone and who would have ever imagined, and so different. All right, so let's kind of try to get back on track a little bit. What does
Yeah, let's
courage mean to
definitely do
you?
that.
If somebody counts how many pivots we have, let me know. So, Candace, what does courage mean to you?
That is such a great question. I know people always say the feel the fear and do it anyway. But courage to me really is looking at the things in our life that we are terrified to do, looking at the places in our life that give us pause and worry and concern. And just stepping into it with faith. Just, you never know when you take that step of courage, and courage just being willing to step outside of my box, to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think you've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you stay comfortable, you're not growing.
No.
And you have to be willing to be pruned, and that can
Yeah.
be a really hard thing. And so, encourage in the hard places. Sometimes the deeper you're willing to step out in fear and anxiety and worry, That takes a lot of courage, but you will probably find your biggest growth, which is why
Absolutely. I
try
think some
so
of the
hard.
scariest things we've done
Very much
have
so.
the biggest blessings.
And I'm in a place of that with my business right now, really looking at what that next level, like leveling up, and us doing that, what we just talked about, yes to the best and no to the good.
So let's go back to that.
Not
So you have a business, and I think from what I remember, your business came about because of life with your sons.
Yes.
And so let's go back to how you got to that business, how any why not today moments you might have had that pivoted. And you know, the why not today moments, I say, you know, you remember exactly where you were, what you were doing, and it took your life to a whole different place.
Well, this story starts off in a very dark place for our family. I was in the corporate world for a long time, loved what I did. But I was the mom who had the nanny at home and the team and the support and very busy kind of life, right? Everybody got up and went on with their lives. And I went from stress to burnout and ended up with a very serious illness that I tried to manage through it for a while and was pretty much told that there wasn't much hope left, right? So I had to stop working, came home, got in bed, and my life stopped. A lot like people's COVID experience. It was about 4 years before that. My life stopped on a dime one day and came home. And when everything slowed down, I saw how dysfunction was within my family. It's easy to get up and put the kids on the bus and go, and the nanny handle it, and they get home. You see them a little, you go to football, you go to baseball, you're constantly
We're on
moving.
the hamster wheel.
When that stopped, I could really see through the pain my oldest son was in. He had gone from joyful and happy and full of life to a child that we almost lost to suicide, six suicide attempts,
And how old was he?
12.
Wow.
And he was in traditional school at the time, and we had done everything we could to really try to work with the school. It was not working. When we spoke up for him, he was abused worse. It was a very bad time in his life, to the point my husband and I, here I am sick, not knowing if I'm going to live like 3 to 5 years, get in bed. I couldn't bathe without my husband being there to help me get out. I mean, we were in a bad spot, okay?
Oh,
Like,
wow.
I don't want this to pretend like, oh, she had some bad days. No, I couldn't bathe till my husband was there to help me.
And the school, by the way, your son, I assume, was going to, was in one of the most affluent,
Oh, yeah. We're here in Northern
successful
Virginia,
counties in the
right? I
country.
tell you, we got it all.
Yeah.
And we kept going back, and he had gone from a child who could speak three languages at the age of five,
Oh, wow.
who was hardly able to write a sentence or communicate. The trauma he was involved in every day had shut him down and in a horrible place. And so I had really felt on my heart that maybe we should consider something different. Like I never wanted to homeschool. The thought of homeschooling just made me want to get sick. Like, I was like, there's no way. I mean, I can hardly get up. What are we going to do? Like, I can't.
Right.
What are we going to do? But I went to one of his big IEPs one day, and their answer was, for math, we're going to get him a handwriting coach. And I went, this is ridiculous. I have a child who I'm barely keeping alive. We've got the doors open at night. My husband and I are taking shifts, making sure he's okay. If you've ever been there with a child in a health crisis or somebody with a mental health crisis, you'll understand that it's not just the child, it's the whole family.
Yeah, I can
And
imagine.
I walked out of that meeting and told my husband, if we don't do something, we're not going to have our son. And so we agreed to homeschool for 1 year, which really started my journey down to understanding alternative education, telecommuting your education, looking at ways we could do it different. I brought him home, and it took me 2 years, Leslie, to help him get to a place of balance that he was even able to engage and find joy in life again. It took me
Wow.
2 years of helping him heal. And then when he was ready, this child who could hardly write a sentence, that they just kept lowering him into classes, by the time he was 14, he could start college. It needed his brain needed to calm down. His whole body had to reset. He had to find confidence in himself. And in order for us to do that, I spent almost all of those 2 years doing things he could do really well. So we talk about courage and we talk about trying hard things. But I also acknowledge he was in a place that his body was responding in a trauma response. He couldn't handle it.
Well, I wonder how many of us going through COVID are in the same place.
Trauma response. Yeah,
You
absolutely.
know, that we never, and I talk about this often, that we never memorialized or celebrated getting through COVID.
We
We
just keep
all just,
going, right?
you know, I remember the first week or so, it was like, oh, I can get all these things done. And then I was like, oh, I have a business dependent on meeting with people. And so we all had to pivot. And I know me and so many people I know, we went into just plain survival mode and started
But
working
many people are
harder.
still there. And we live in
Yeah.
an area that is under a lot of transition right now, and people are very nervous. And even people's those businesses are dependent. What is this future going to look like?
Well, I was the same friend I was mentioning, I talked to her earlier this morning. She lives in Florida. And I was talking about what is going on in the DC region with the government as it is and things closing and people losing jobs. She's like, I had no idea. Like they are so removed.
It's very. We're living in a lot of anxiety. And so when we talk about courage and stepping out and stretching, I think we also need to realize there's seasons for everything. And you may not be in a season right now that your body is telling you we can do this.
Well, and
And
sometimes I say, sometimes the courage or the why not today is literally getting out of bed for some people. And that's okay.
Yes.
It doesn't
Oh
have to
my
be, you have
gosh.
to start a business, you have to do major things. Sometimes it's just, you know, how can I get through today or this hour or this minute?
Yeah. And so we started his journey of some school, a lot of wilderness survival. I spent the entire time on what he could love. He
So, how
loved
did you
football.
know how to do all these things? Research, or did you have
Yes and
this in your
no.
back pocket?
Yes and no. So I went to school for business and psychology. I had run large teams. I really understood very well how to motivate team members and using what they kind of that moneymaker, what you could get them to do. Like I understood a very baseline. I didn't
Right.
understand, I may not have understood educational methodologies of education, but I understood kind of the mental health piece and put things together. There's a phenomenal state convention in Virginia where I went the first time, cried for 2 days, and now I'm a speaker on their stage, right? So life
Wow.
changes so fast, but they really
Yeah.
helped support me. I became involved in communities and groups and reaching out to start, and I was willing to not have to commit to things. If it wasn't working, I threw it out. It wasn't like, oh, we started this math class in September and I'm going to do it for the whole year. No, if it wasn't working, I threw it out. We're not going to force ourselves to be miserable in something that's not working. And so the child loved football. And so I had him learn almost everything through football. He learned statistics and all types of math from just understanding how they kept score and like all of the different statistics. I couldn't tell you all the things of football. He did science from understanding the different turfs and what they used and the chemicals and how they grew and all types of things. And then from not
Wow.
football to different fields. So we did lots of things that brought him at least to engage him to get his mind in a joyful place, right? We
Right.
had to get it out of sitting in pain. And then the biggest way I found that he started to heal was he released his first book. So he wrote a book under a pen name, which was his story, and he changed it. He released it up on Amazon and worked with an amazing woman.
And that book is called, everybody's not
Bullied. It's
watching.
oh yeah, it's Bullied, Broken, Redeemed,
Okay.
and it's also up on Amazon. And he wrote that story and changed it, like, you know, he had a sister instead of a brother. Little things because he wanted to protect his identity at the time because he was still very scared and nervous. I mean, he was still processing a lot of things, but that gave him confidence. And then I found from him launching a business, from him starting to speak about it, from him, he was running a pet sitting business here and pet training. All of these things were giving him confidence. And instead of sitting in therapy, just talking about his problems all the time, he was actively building a life he wanted and building joy and taking those steps every day. And then the more I saw of things he could do really, really well, we started to implement, okay, instead of 100% of the things you do great, like you're great at history. He took 4 years of high school history in 8th grade, loves
Wow.
history. He was really had a hard time at math. We then introduced a little bit, right? And then he could handle then, I'm not doing great at this, but I have all these other things. And then it was a slow shift, right? It was a slow shift over. And that helped him be able to really just thrive in a way that kind of help that trauma and calming down and healing and personal growth and self-esteem. And that's really how we ended up getting him from a place of just he could not handle life to now really he's just blossoming in life. He's doing
Awesome.
really well. And the
Well,
same thing
and
with Christian.
that's, so many why not say moment stories is you took a crisis in your life and you moved it into a blessing and now a business
Yeah. Well,
and
and
you're
that's what
helping other
happens, right?
people.
An event happens,
Yeah.
and we either have to look at it and take those steps. Something's going to change. Something drastically was going to change in our lives. And I recognized if I didn't make a drastic change, I was going to lose my son. And there was nothing inside that building that was worth my son's soul. And we may fail over here, but that's not working. And
No.
that was something that wasn't a check I was willing to write. And we were
Yeah.
willing to make big fears and see where it would end. Keeping him alive was the goal. That was it.
Yeah,
That
and
was
you did
it.
a great job.
Now
And then
we did
and
it.
so you did, and he's thriving and he's joyful. And I did meet him quickly as he was taking money to sell my sister a birdhouse at the Herndon Market, and that was
Yes,
just
that was all hands on deck. So, and
yeah.
then Christian also dealt with a ton of bullying in school, in elementary school. And to tell you his story really quickly, I left him in traditional school while I was helping Brandon because I just was
Did
also
you
trying to.
realize at that point he did have autism or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We had some, for about a year. He was diagnosed when he was about 8, and this
Okay.
was right. So, I found him under his bed, and he'd been having some problems at school, but I found him under his bed screaming, "I'd rather die than go back another day." And I was like, "That's it. We're done. Nope. I'm not even,
Wow.
not one more day down this road." And gave him a big hug, and he was the same thing. It took me 2 years, 9, 10, 11, maybe a little longer. About 12, he wrote his first book. We got him a service dog. This is a child who was biting and hiding and struggling to communicate and angry. Oh my gosh, the world. He was so angry and just hurt because he had felt he had advocated and stood up to adults and asked them to help him. And he was told, don't be a tattletale, leave it alone, those type of things. And he was getting hit and hurt. I mean, really tough stuff. It took a long time for him to build trust. And he still doesn't have a lot of trust in adults. Like, if you can get Christian's trust, that's big. But he started there, and then he started going to the social collectives, and we pushed him into a little golf, and we pushed him into really hanging out with adults because he seemed to deal well with adults. He could communicate really well. And he had a couple businesses fail, and then his little birdhouse business started. He launched it when he was 15. He started about 14, but launched when he was 15, and he'll be 17 this month. And it has just exploded to the
Yes, it
point now he
has.
sells out. Like, he gets there, he sold 170 birdhouses that day in 3 hours. We could not take money fast enough. I was like, I don't even know what to do. This is
Yeah.
crazy. So, we've just done it different. We got off the traditional railroad tracks
Well,
and
and that's a good thing, and
our family was.
everybody just isn't supposed to go down this track.
And
And I think
acknowledge that, right? Not
that's
everybody should be an entrepreneur either.
no. And I often ask people, and I'll ask you this, were your parents entrepreneurs or did they work for somebody else?
No, my dad, well, yes and no. My dad worked for a company, but is also an investor and owns the companies and has that entrepreneurial drive. So yes, he works in large corporations, but as an investor in them. And so I think
Because
that's
I have watched with my Mary Kay career, and I ask this question, people that I've added to my team, were your parents entrepreneurs? They work for themselves. And often people that were raised by somebody who was an entrepreneur, they saw that modeled in their world, were more apt to be an entrepreneur.
yeah,
Now,
and
I'm one
my
of
husband.
six kids, and I'm the only one that is an entrepreneur.
Yeah, my husband grew up in a family where there no one was an entrepreneur, and then when he came into our family and saw a different side, he really that kind of connected to him a lot. And it just but he had never had that modeled or seen. It was always the 9 to 5
Nine to five, that
type thing.
secure job with insurance and
right
work for the government,
right so
which is
so yeah
kind of laughable now, unfortunately.
yeah and then entrepreneurship is not easy. And there are a
Oh.
lot of people who are great at a job and they move into entrepreneurship and they don't have the systems or there are other things.
Yes, and that's
It
one thing
takes a different skill set.
I'm passionate about with my 30-year career and helping other people is teaching people systems and teaching, it's the little things that I always say if you do something twice, it needs to be a system.
Yeah. Well,
And
that's why
teaching people that.
for my business where I pulled back, so my speaking, it had gotten to the point it was just a bit too much. I mean, I love it. Please don't. I don't want anybody to think I don't love supporting people and helping and speaking. But if you go to a large national convention, it's 2 weeks out. You're there a week, and there's a few days on either side of each end. And then you take a special needs child, you're homeschooling and running your own business and health issues and traveling. If I did eight talks, that's 16 weeks. And it just became,
Yeah. So let's talk about, so how did your, where's your business today? I'm sure it'll be different a year from now, but what are you doing today and how are you supporting not just your kids, but so many other kids and adults?
I run Bully Broken Redeemed, where I speak, which is where I started. I still have that company. I speak a lot on mental health, youth suicide, online bullying, trafficking, concerns with FBI warnings, all of those type of things. I do a lot along bullying versus conflict, leadership resolutions. I do a lot of training. I have my own
And
curriculum
are you
online.
working with adults or are these kids
I do.
or
So
both?
I do Fortune 100 training. Like I've done lots of events for that, all the way to training teachers and leadership groups into how are you going to handle conflict within your organizations to schools, right? I have a lot of co-op groups and different schools that use our curriculum for how are they going to handle bullying within their own organizations
You know,
or
just mentioning all these things, I look back to my corporate career, which I left 25 years ago. And it was a pretty toxic environment. And if you look back, there was some major bullying going on.
There is, and I'm going
And
to just be really honest, women to women bullying is nasty. It
well,
is
no,
nasty.
mine was not women to women. Mine was men.
Well,
I
okay,
worked.
so this is where I was getting to. Yeah, so I see a ton of women to women bullying that they're not supportive. And I also find in the world of leadership, people use bullying and aggressiveness to climb up the ladder. And you will see that a lot in leaders, no matter where they're sitting. Those tendencies got them there, and it starts in the classroom. And it
Yeah.
works, it's all the way up through corporate.
Yeah, just talking
So,
about this, like, wow, there was a lot of that going on. And because I was working in a company that was mostly male,
yeah, my whole career was
any
almost all men.
professional position, and I was probably the only professional woman that wasn't like administrative at that point. And yeah, some of the things they said and did,
It's cool, it's cruel.
and I left 25 years ago, and some of those things that people are still complaining about 25 years
Well,
later.
and the biggest thing is, and we don't really have tons of time to get into all those things, but even the basic things that most leaders can't tell me the difference between bullying and conflict.
Yeah.
Very basic. And how do you handle conflict resolution? When if you're dealing with a bully, you should never use conflict resolution skills and put the two together. Like basic things that you need to understand, even in the dynamics of families and what people are
Yeah.
dealing with politically and online and aggression and trolls. And how do you handle that negative feedback or bullying to not let it impact your mental health, or even if you're getting it in your business online, right?
Yeah. And
Everybody's
that's where I
different.
think an impartial coach comes in, and that helped me through my career, and that propelled me to quit my
Oh yeah,
job.
that's
But to have
absolutely.
somebody be able to give you the tools to have these conversations, and we're like, oh, I can do it myself, but no, you know, if you have the right person that give you the right tools.
Somebody who is not in the thick of the emotion with you, right? Looking at it from the outside and giving you that different perspective is really important. So I
Yeah.
do that. And then because I had all these kids I'd collected and all these families, because I was speaking nationally on alternative education and public school to homeschool, what I wish I would have known, and IEP to homeschool success and bullying and leisure, all this stuff. I found entrepreneurship was the fastest way, whether it was a passion project, a business, it didn't matter. I needed to get that kid excited about one thing in life. And that got them off the hamster wheel and moved forward. And then society views them differently. So when society started viewing them differently, they were hearing other words. It quickly changed kind of that movie script in their mind. So I had all these kids. I was like, I can't keep coaching all these kids. So we launched Kids Business Academy, where we have magazines and curriculum. And I do tons of workshops on that. We have tons of staff. Tons of things. We've even launched for authors writing, like how do they wrote a book, now how do they sell it to full curriculum that schools use. And I'm teaching one day a week here in Northern Virginia so my son could go to the school because it sold out in 5 days. So Christian could get
Wow.
into the school. Mom was like, yeah, I'd love to
I
teach.
just need to
So
move in with you and you can teach me all the things I need to
all the things.
know.
Well, so much of it we know. It's just, and as an entrepreneur writing stuff, we don't need novels. Like, show me a page. Okay. Like when we're teaching kids, this is like what I do in like a day workshop. Like if I'm teaching them to pitch, They just need quickly. Tell me what it is. Tell me how to do it, right?
Right.
If I'm teaching things like branding, if you're going to teach branding, they need basics. They don't need all the things. Like, tell me what color theory is and how do I impact it in my business? How do I use AI impactfully? Small and short. They don't need the world. Is my
Well, and
price on
that's
point?
what
How do I
I'm
evaluate it?
dealing with is starting a new business that I didn't know what I didn't know because Mary Kay did so much for us. And I'm like,
It's totally different.
and I'm so creative that I'm bouncing all over the place and I need to just
There
reel
needs
it in
that business plan.
sometimes.
That's literally the first thing when parents come to me and they're like, how do I know if I should put any money into it? I'm like, if your kid cannot give you a business plan, they're not serious. Don't spend the money. If they're serious, they'll tell you, who am I going to sell to? What am I going to sell? Whether they can give you a one-page business plan, then I'm willing to write a check like I would if it were a soccer fee or a football fee or so,
Right.
for something else. I'm willing to lose that money if they go south, like go give it a try because you put the effort in, but don't come to me with, I have this great idea and you've done no research. So we teach them how do you do that to move them forward and then put some boundaries on it so they don't go off the railroad,
You're amazing. I don't know how you do all that you do, and
That's why I'm reevaluating. I think it got too much. I think
yeah.
it got to be too much, which is why I told you this year I'm very thankful. I'm speaking, every month, I think through the fall and teaching and things. And I'm just taking a little pause on being out a crazy amount. And I am loving teaching. I love working with the kids. I love watching them see things that are possible that they never thought were possible. And young kids' brains, you want to know where it's at. They haven't been tarnished. They don't
Right.
know all of the laws and rules and reasons it's not going to work. So they haven't been beaten down by life quite yet. You know what I mean? You want a great focus group? Get a kids, get teens. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
They see it from a whole fresh perspective. And instead of telling you why it can't happen, they're willing to tell you how it can.
Right.
And sometimes the older we get, we look at all the ways it hasn't worked. We start to process
We
that.
go there first.
We go there first,
I
and
know
they know.
somebody that's a little older than me and a big part of my life, and that's her first reaction to everything is no, it's not going to work. And I know better to let her sit with it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she'll come around. But,
Yeah.
you
But
know,
you understand. You understand. It's.
often our is no. And we need to think, anything is possible.
Anything
And
is possible.
if the last few years hasn't taught us, anything can happen in a moment's notice and anything is possible. And just, I mean, how fast the world is changing and AI and all the things that are possible that weren't possible a year, a month,
And there's
10, I
going to be a
mean,
lot of fear into the future of what jobs are going to
yeah.
look like and how we're going to have to transition and where we're going to have to make decisions as to how much AI we want in our lives. There's going to be a lot of changes, but whether we embrace where it's going to happen, it's whether you're going to
Right.
embrace it and move forward or curl up in a ball, right? You got to find a way to still
And I
touch
think we have
grass
to be
every day.
open to all the possibilities
Yeah,
because you
100%.
just never know. And as I often say, there's story behind the story with everybody I talk to. And it's that adversity, that pivot, that why not today moment that totally changes your life. You have no idea in the moment that that is the moment.
No, you don't. But those, I think when we all look back, some of our hardest times have given us our biggest successes when we
Oh,
look back
absolutely, without a
every day.
doubt. So with the luncheon, you're going to be a guest speaker and we're going to talk about kind of mental health for adults and crisis
Yes.
plans. So talk a little bit about, give us a little precursor of what we're going to,
Well, I'm
and I
thinking.
know we're still trying to figure it out, but
I think some of the biggest things that I see, especially because they're group of mostly women, right? They're women. We many times are stuck in different roles. And so we're running our businesses and we're many times caregivers, and there are a lot of other things going on. And how are you managing that stress to burnout, to self-care in ourselves and in our businesses? And when those negative thoughts start to pour in, right? Like we've talked about. I think I'd love to spend some time helping people cultivate crisis plans, either for themselves or for people in their business. We use several different techniques in all of our teachings that I'd love to share with other people, from ways to quickly, when you're in the downs, whether you have a child or a spouse or a family member or yourself, when things are really there at base bottom, What are some of those baby tiny footsteps we can make forward to pull ourselves out? As you said, sometimes it's bigger than just a moment. You know, it's the next step. And then also using those things along the way when things get really great, like where I am, things have been really great, but now they're too much. It's too much. And having to say yes to the best and no to the good, and taking some time for our own self to not necessarily everything has to be the next biggest goal, right? And acknowledging that in a world where we do feel pushed, at least I do, at least in my world, it's always the next views and the biggest speakers and getting on the pod and all of those things, that that's not really what brings me joy at the end of the day.
No. And I was in a career for 30 years of climbing the ladder and the next carrot and the next prize and the next recognition and the next car and the next. And so many people I
And none
know
of that brought me joy. I really
sacrificed.
did.
A friend of mine said, you know, we were encouraged to give up the week at the beach to be able to buy the beach house later. But how many people really got to buy the beach house? And, or, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. What's going to happen? You don't know.
Or our time with our kids and our family
Right.
or a parent or
Precious.
the time today. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. And I think one of the biggest things my own illness taught me, because I was kind of told you got 3 to 5 years, and that was 10 years ago.
Yay.
Yay, right?
Now you're
You
healthy.
start to, we're better, we're good. You know, like I just keep going, it's good. I don't want to, you know, I'm one of those people, like I try to positive self-talk, right? You don't want to go too much in the weeds because then I just sit there. But when you're really stepping into, I think that experience and then my son almost losing him have really fairly early in my life changed that what really matters. It's not the next stuff. It's the joy in the moment. And how do
Right.
we get there?
Totally
And help the
agree.
people around us get there too, right? I mean, for those that want to, if those that want to find joy and go in and getting it, hit it. But those people that I feel it's my job to impress upon, like Christian and my son, teaching them the balance and teaching them how do they maintain their health and their mental health and their joy and relationships. The biggest thing I find is I can have a kid with a 4.0 and they're all these things, but they can't manage relationships. And in everything I teach, it's mental health before math, character before curriculum, and relationships before reading. If they cannot manage their
Those are
mental health,
so
they
smart.
do not have a strong character, and they can't manage relationships, I don't care what that kid knows, they're not going to be successful in life. And
Yeah.
that's where we start. That is my foundation, and everything else builds on that. And if we
And
are
that's why in talking to you immediately when we first start talking, I'm like, okay, you're my people.
we are. That's how we connected so
Yeah, I'm
quickly.
just like so connected. I love everything you're saying. And you know, that's how I've lived my life. Like I left that toxic job 25 years ago, not replacing a salary, but I knew there was something better. And that was a pivotal why not today moment in my life that I quit my job. I remember my mom kept calling me, "Are you sure you're going to do this?" I'm like, "You know what? Worst case, I'll get another job." I'm very,
Manage
you know,
your job's
I've
out there.
never looked for a job in my life. They've all fallen in my lap. And 6 months after I quit my job, my dad had a major stroke. And he wasn't local, and I was able to stop everything and be there. And then, as I've been an entrepreneur, you know, I've been able to have that flexibility, be there for my family and do the things. My nieces and nephews, when they were little, I went to every one of their school activities. You know, when one niece was going to college and my sister couldn't take her, I could do it. I could drop everything I did with my great nephew, who's going to be 2 next month. Yeah, next month. Last year, his dad was out of town for a week and the nanny was on vacation. So we did Camp Aunt Les. And I could take a week and work from Kentucky, you know, because I made those choices and worked when I could.
I love it. But that's, you found the joy in your moments and all the
Yeah,
small moments. They bring big joy.
exactly. All those things are so important. I often say we need to figure out ways to fill our cup. And you're always blessed when you do.
100%. And we will be talking a lot about that. I'm hoping to bring really some hands-on tools that you can walk away with at the end of the day, whether it's for you or where you are, those down days that you have some tangible things that you can walk away with.
I'm
So
looking
that's
forward
going to be
to
our
it.
goal.
So, how would you encourage somebody else to say why not today and do the thing or all the stuff?
So I am a big fan of just step out in a leap of faith, but I also acknowledge through going through our own journeys that not everybody has the support or is in the physical or the emotional piece to be able to do that. And I think why not today can be as small as for many people, calling a friend for a cup of coffee took them courage, and that was the best they could do that day.
So
Right?
good. Yep.
It's not always launching the big business or stepping off the end for many of us. And I look, it brings me to tears now. For me, many of my why todays were getting my, could I get my son out of bed? And it took those tiny itty bitty little, could I get the, could we get the curtains open? Could we get out of bed? Could I get in bed? Could he find joy in just being with me? Could he communicate? Right? Could what those little baby steps all added up? Like literally now I'm crying. But that, it didn't take the huge things.
Right.
Sometimes it's all in the baby grains of sand that were just little tiny
And
things
that's
that
why
build
I'm
momentum.
so that's why I'm so passionate about this message, is that we need to encourage people
Yes.
to, and it's not, as I said, it's not the always the big things, it's the
And
little things, but
for
what's
your
giving us
folks
joy?
watching, many of them, their big thing that day might be coming to your lunch to find support and people and community and hear a message because that's where they need to be.
Well,
That is a big step for so many people.
oh, absolutely. So
Just
last month's
showing up.
luncheon, I had two people walk in the door. They're like, I needed people so badly.
Yes, we
And to
need
just,
community.
yeah,
We are
we need, and
wired
that's,
for community.
that is my mission, is community connection. And you even said, when you were working with, helping your son and were home, you got involved in groups
Yeah,
and
we did
communities.
definitely.
And we need to be around those like-minded people to help us
It's not always
support.
easy. You're not going to find them the first or the second time or the tenth time,
No.
but they're there.
Yeah.
Just don't give
And
up.
pay attention. I've talked about this a lot. Who are those people that should be in your corner that give you the energy? You know, there's some people that I'm like, yeah, not my person, but other, it's like, you know, instantly met you. I'm like looking forward to connecting more. And
Yeah, there are a lot of people in our lives that if they've their season and their course has run, and it's okay to let that go.
Yes.
There's space at the table for new people to come and
Exactly,
bring
which is
joy, right?
exciting.
Sometimes it's time to bring the new people in.
Yeah, well, I always ask the question in the podcast, the connection with my dad, and most people like you have never met my dad or never met him. And so when I have people share, I always think of things that relate to my dad. So with you, there's a similar story. My brother was in elementary school and my dad went on a field trip with them to Williamsburg, and the kids turned in a paper. And my dad's like, you're accepting that to the teacher? He's like, oh, that's good. And so both my younger brothers were yanked out of public school to go to private school because my dad's like, that is not acceptable. That I think, you know, we live in a county with great schools if you're like that middle of the road kid or excelling. But if you need any assistance, not there. What else did we say? Oh, just the positivity that you share. My dad never saw a problem that was not solvable or figure outable. You know, he always had plan A, B, and C. And it's interesting, when he passed away, my brothers, the eulogy they talked about, my dad always had, you know, if this plan didn't work, we'll do this. We'll figure it out. When my youngest sister was born with Down syndrome, and the doctors and the nurse in the hospital, like, do you want to be in a different area away from the normal mothers? And this is a special kid. And my dad's like, I've got five special kids at home. Like, there's nothing different. All my kids are unique and special. And, you know, he was able to, just like you, when Amanda was born, you know, his purpose became, how can he be there? How can he have his community support her? He started the Reston Chamber to have a place, not because he had local business, because he had six kids in the community. He started a group home for adults with disabilities when Amanda was born. So just like you, when life was throwing lemons at us, he was like, okay, what can we do to make this different and better?
Yeah. And along the way, you find your people and you encourage other people. And I'm through all of our actions, I don't even think sometimes we realize the small acts of kindness, how much they mean to other people throughout your day. Just
Those
being
little things,
little things, like
and
being
you don't
present with
know.
somebody at the coffee shop, or the kind words at the grocery store, or just the smile. Like, I mean, the little things
Well,
that
I always
make
wear
you
my, I
feel.
almost always wear a starfish necklace because of the story of the starfish, which I
Yeah.
share over and over again. You know the story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, and I think I'm going to start having these on my website to share to people if they want their own starfish to sell starfish necklaces. Because I feel so strongly about, you just never know who you're going to make a difference. And somebody I was talking to the other day said for Lent, she's She did this a couple of years ago. She complimented a stranger every day for 40 days. Like, what a great idea. Because you just never know who is having the most awful day and you say something to it, and that is the best part of their day.
Yeah, we need to
So,
be a
well,
world of
I'm grateful for you and all that we shared.
back at
And
you. Thank you for the opportunity to kind of
oh.
talk with our friends in our community. We all live here and meeting new people and
Yeah, well,
just
I'm excited to just stay
sharing the
connected and
journey.
do things with you. So the Why Not Today's podcast, we just celebrated 3 years. We're on season four. Yay!
That's
It
big.
is.
That
And
is big.
I say it's a movement. It's not just a podcast. I really want to inspire people to live their life, to be brave and pursue their dreams. And so I've got lots of cool things going on. We're starting a Why Not Today Wisdom, which is going to be live Zoom calls with experts. So we might have to get you, Candace, as
Love
one of
it.
our experts. We're kicking off the first one on
Love
the
it.
anniversary of the podcast. And then I'm kicking off my course again, which is Navigating Overwhelm and Chaos and teaching people systems and how to be able to fill your cup, run your business, have the systems, know how to network, and build your tribe. So lots of cool things. You can check out everything for Why Not Today under the whynottodaymovement.com. We do have Why Not Today merchandise to encourage people. Like, let's encourage each other to have those Why Not Today moments.
Love
So
it.
thank you, Candace, for sharing with us. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this inspiring journey. Remember, every day is an opportunity to take actions, chase your dreams, and make a difference. So why not today? And if you like this episode or any of the episodes, share with a friend. Let's spread the word. And until next time, stay motivated, keep making things happen, and why not today? Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Candace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.